In this bulletin, police try to move on anti-vaccine protesters gathered in Canberra. The Australian Defence Force could be brought in to help the aged care sector respond to COVID-19. And in sport, Australia claims the women's Ashes. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. ACT police have spent the morning attempting to move on a group of anti-vaccine protesters gathered in Canberra. A large group of cars, trucks and people has been camped outside the National Library ahead of a week-long planned demonstration against COVID rules and vaccine mandates. Police have cleared some of the camp, but many of the protesters have steadfastly refused to move. It's understood police already tried to move them on Wednesday, and today authorities are broadcasting messages to the crowd to encourage them to leave.
ACT policing supports your right to continue to peacefully protest at this location. However, all vehicles, camping structures, tents and associated equipment must be removed within 1 hour.
The federal government will consider bringing in the Australian Defence Force to help the aged care sector respond to COVID-19. It follows growing concerns of a crisis within the sector and reports of nearly 800 aged care residents having died with the virus since last July. A new federal task force was introduced on Thursday by Health Minister Greg Hunt to gather data on the vaccination status of those who died. Federal Defence Minister Peter Dutton has told the Nine Network the government will do what's required.
There's no limit on what we're prepared to invest here to make a bad situation better. Than the difficulty is that Omicron, the virus targets older people. Now there are some reports where, you know, there have been cases within aged care facilities now, as opposed to say 18 months ago, where it has been much more mild, which is the experience in the broader community, obviously.
36 more people with COVID-19 have died in Victoria. There are now 707 people with the virus in hospital, down slightly from 752 patients yesterday and 11,240 new positive test results. The total number of active infections in the state is 65,968. And in New South Wales, another 31 people with COVID-19 have died. Hospitalisations have fallen by 84. Now at 2,494 patients. There were 10,698 new infections recorded. United States President Joe Biden says the leader of IS has been killed during a raid in northwest Syria. It's been described as the largest raid of Syria since 2019, targeting Haji Abdullah, who took over as head of the militant group in October of that year. Mr. Biden says the United States has removed a major terrorist threat to the world.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties. Knowing that this terrorist had chosen to surround himself with families, including children, we made a choice to pursue a special forces raid at a much greater risk than to our own people, rather than targeting him with an airstrike.
First responders reported that 13 people were killed in the raid, including 6 children and 4 women. In sport, and the women's national cricket team are turning their focus to the World Cup after successfully retaining the Ashes with a 27-run win over England at Manuka Oval. The World Cup is scheduled to take place in New Zealand in March and April, and the team say they're looking forward to the event. All-rounder Talia McGrath, whose 58-run batting partnership with Beth Mooney was an important contribution to the Ashes win, says the team is mindful of COVID and being as careful as they can to avoid exposure before they leave.
We've got some protocols put in place that everyone's following really well. So at the moment, it's just doing what we've got to do, focusing on cricket, and yeah, everyone's doing the right thing, and fingers crossed we'll all be on that plane to New Zealand.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a very hot and mostly sunny day with an expected top of 39 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny and 27. Melbourne, also mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy and 20. Canberra, partly cloudy too and 20 degrees there. In Wollongong, a shower or two and 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, also a shower or two and 24. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 27. Cairns, showers and a possible storm with 32 degrees expected. And in Darwin, also showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 30 degrees. That's SBS News.